Welcome to the Daily Path Podcast, where it's all about building an authentic life and business. I'm your host, Joe Winters Jr., and now for today's message. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Daily Path Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Winters Jr., and today's topic is you can do anything you put your mind to. I remember when I was about 7 years old, my mother used to share with me that I could do anything I put my mind to, and I should never allow anyone else to tell me what I can't do. Doesn't matter what it is. If I wanted to, you know, go on to get my college education, I can do it. If I wanted to go on to start my own business, I can do it. If I wanted to write my own books, I can do it. The key is to putting my mind to those things, putting my mind to achieving what it is that I said I want to achieve, and not listening to people who tell me that I can't achieve the things that I want. Because as long as I put my mind to them, I can do them. And I want to share that with you here today. You can do anything you put your mind to. And as long as you don't allow other people to walk into your life and get you to focus on something other than the thing that it is you actually want to achieve. In other words, don't allow other people to distract you from the thing that you want to achieve and stay focused on the thing that you want to achieve with consistent and persistent action, you will in fact be able to achieve it. And so let me share with you two traps that people fall into and what to do instead. The first trap that people fall into is the comparison trap. Let's say you take a high school kid who wants to play in the NBA. And the high school kid that wants to play in the NBA is, you know, training two times a day, watching the film, eating healthy, you know, watching basketball games. They're literally doing everything under the sun necessary to go to the NBA and be the best basketball player that they could be. But someone comes into this person's life and say, you will never be the next LeBron James. I don't even know why you're trying so hard. There's no way you can. If you look at someone that's dominating the game of basketball, you look at someone like LeBron James, how is it possible for you to dominate the game of basketball and you will never be the next LeBron James? The person that's in pursuit of being the best basketball player that they could be would have two options here. They could either listen to the individual and stop there. Listen and say, I'll never be the next LeBron James. You're right. I shouldn't even try. There's this individual's right. There's no way that I can dominate the game of basketball, because in order to dominate the game of basketball, you need to be like LeBron James, and I will never be LeBron James. Or this person could very well accept they may not be the next LeBron James, but in fact, that does not mean they can't dominate the game of basketball in their own way. And let's just hypothetically say this kid I'm referring to is Steph Curry, who has gone on to dominate the game of basketball in their own way. I'm pretty sure that we would all say, well, if you watch basketball, that it would have been a shame if Steph Curry would have got it in his mind before going to the NBA that he's going to stop trying because he won't be the next LeBron James. And so the first trap people fall into is the comparison trap. They forfeit the opportunity to achieve extreme levels of success in the aspect of life they want to achieve success in, because they are comparing themselves to someone they would never be. Whether this is because they sat around thinking to themselves they would never be this other person, or whether this is because some naysayer has walked into their life and told them who they would never be, who they would never be. And as a result, they stopped focusing on what it is that they truly wanted. So what should you do instead? Well, you simply should not compare yourself to someone else. Because if you allow someone else to influence you to compare yourself to another and stop doing what you're doing because you would never be this other person, You basically allowed this individual to distract you from what you wanted. If you was to take the Steph Curry of the world, and Steph Curry would have been focused on being the next LeBron, he would have been distracted from being the one and only Steph Curry. And so this is a trap that we have to stop falling for when we are in pursuit of achieving whatever it is that we want to achieve. The second trap that I see people falling into is believing that when someone says you can do anything you put your mind to, they are saying that failures and losses is not a part of the journey. And that is false. Failures and losses is the part of any winner's journey. If you show me a person who is a winner, I'll show you a person who has a track record for not quitting when they lose. You show me a person that's a winner, I'll show you a person who has a track record for not stopping when they fail, because failure is not final. So when you look at your life, and if we had to break up life into, you know, that core four, body, being, balance, and business, body being our physical body, being our spirituality, balance being our relationships with, you know, spouse, significant others, kids, family, you know, friends, et cetera, and then business, which is our careers, whether you're an entrepreneur or not. Okay. When you look at these four areas, body, being, balance, and business, number one, do you know what you're pursuing? And number two, have you fully committed to the pursuit? Have you fully committed to the journey? Because see, if you haven't, that means you have not decided to put your mind to the thing that you said that you want, which is a bonus trap that I'm sharing with you here today. People claiming that they're putting their mind to something, but their actions not validating what they claim they're putting their mind to. When you're putting your mind to something, that is followed by consistent and persistent action. Putting your mind to something is not saying that you're going to, you know, live a healthier life, but you continue eating like shit. You continue not working out. You continue not exercising. You continue getting less than fucking 5 hours of sleep. You continue doing the things that is detrimental to yourself. If you claim that you want to live a healthier life, but you continue doing the things that are detrimental to you, that is not putting your mind to something. That's a wish or a fairy tale, right? Like, a real decision is followed by action. So our principle of the day, you can do anything you put your mind to. And I hope that if you haven't got it by now, you are starting to get it. Don't allow those around you to distract you from who you've always been destined to be. Don't allow those around you to distract you from what you have always been destined to achieve. Don't allow the established habits you have prevent you from establishing the new habits you need, so that way you can become the person you've always been destined to become and achieve the things you've always been destined to achieve. I hope that you take something from today's episode and you implement it in your daily path. You can, in fact, do anything you put your mind to. Until next time, have a blessed day. Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Daily Path Podcast. If you would like to launch your own podcast show to expand your reach, grow your network, and sign more premium clients for your business, visit dailypathacademy.com to learn how we can help you launch an impactful podcast that changes lives around the world and acquires high-ticket clients for your business. That's dailypathacademy.com. We'll be right back.